Welcome to the Pet Loss and Divine Healing Podcast, where we embrace the tender journey of pet loss with gratitude and grace. Your compassionate host and pet loss grief coach, Rachel Shirley, is here to support you with the heavenly perspective from the insights of her book, Pet Loss and Divine Healing. Here, you'll learn how to transform your pain into a loving and lasting legacy while navigating your grief journey with dignity, grit, and grace. Now, here's Rachel.
Hi, friends. Welcome back to my new podcast. Well, let's see. It's new for me and for you. So here we go. Thank you for joining me on this journey. Today, I'm going to be reading from my book. In the back of my book, I have a chapter that is dedicated for love letters that I have written to different groups that feel unseen, unheard, and sometimes misunderstood. Actually, a lot of times feel misunderstood. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and dive in. This really is a passion of mine to really pour my heart and soul into sharing the gratitude for what people have to go and endure. And the gratitude is really about respect. You know, each person, just like you, that has lost a sweet one, it's devastating in its own unique way. And there are so many similarities that we all experience, but there are also those very unique ones. So let's go ahead and get started. This one is for those who are active military and veterans with canine partners who died. I don't know any other way to start this letter to you but to say, my beloved friend and hero, my heart is with you, and I hope I am afforded the opportunity and honor of meeting you in person one day. From a very young age, I remember God placed a special admiration and a sense of awe in my heart for our military. I have always supported you and your families with the utmost honor, respect, and admiration possible, and will continue to do so for eternity. Your commitment to patriotism, bravery, excellence, selflessness, and humility is noble and inspiring. I can't imagine what you have experienced and the horrors you have had to encounter. I can't imagine what sacrifices you have had to make that the news or lawmakers don't reveal to the public. And I can't imagine what your families have been through. Your service and sacrifice in the military demands a level of dedication and courage that few can comprehend. You put your life on the line to protect our nation. Your unwavering commitment to duty and to the welfare of your fellow citizens is an inspiration to us all. And accepting that call to keep civilians like me safe and free is something I do not take lightly. Thank you. Let me be among those who say, I am so sorry for the loss of your beloved canine partner. I can't imagine what it would be like to lose your service animal, your partner, your best friend who helps you in war and at home. The bond you experience with your partner is like no other. I want you to know that my heart aches for your loss. I can only begin to fathom your loyal and devoted companion's profound impact on your life. The bond between you ran uniquely deeper than most people will ever understand. Your partner was a loyal companion, your confidant, protector, and support system in the face of unimaginable challenges. You faced war, trials together, and your bond grew stronger through those shared experiences. Your loss is a desperately painful experience. They stood by your side through thick and thin and their absence leaves a void that words cannot fully express. The grief you feel is valid and profound, and giving yourself time and space to mourn this incredible loss is essential, my friend. In this time of sorrow, please remember you are not alone. As you continue to carry out your noble duties and face the challenges that come your way, remember that your partner's spirit is forever intertwined with yours. Their dedication and skills undoubtedly saved lives and comforted those serving alongside you. Their memory will live on through the stories and the legacy they leave behind. Thank you for your service and sacrifices, and for allowing your service dog to be a part of your extraordinary journey. May their memory bring you comfort and strength, and may you have peace in your heart, knowing that your bravery and selflessness are deeply appreciated and respected. From my heart to yours, Rachel. You can see and hear, I didn't do this when on video, I should have, but I'll tell you, my heart just aches when I have conversations with you all, and I've been fortunate to have those intimate conversations, and it just is absolutely incredible what you all go through. And I just want you to know that you are supported, you are loved, you are adored, and you will get through this. Whether somebody sent you this message and thought it might bring some comfort to you, or whether you stumbled across this message and your sweet one has been passed for several years, I believe that we should always, always honor and respect what you all have been through. And this is just my very small way that I can support you and bring awareness that you suffer tremendously, just like everybody else. And some of your suffering, you are not allowed to talk about. And that must be hard to do. My friend, you will see your sweet one again one day in heaven. That is my belief, absolutely 100%. I know everyone has their own beliefs. I just hope that you hold on to hope that this love story is not over and it wasn't all for nothing. So, with that, my friends, I'm going to go ahead and leave it here. And thank you for allowing me this time to really share my heart and speak truthfully and lift you all up. So I will end by saying thank you for being on this journey with me. It's an honor and a pleasure to serve you in this capacity. Remember to take good care of yourself. Be gentle with yourself. And if this podcast resonates with you, please feel free to share it with anybody who you think can benefit from this and have these words speak some truth into their heart. Until next time, have a beautiful and blessed day.
Thank you for being a valued part of the Pet Loss and Divine Healing podcast. It's been an honor to share this journey with you. And if this episode resonated, please subscribe and share. For personalized support, visit rachel-shirley.com. You're not alone on this journey. Rachel is here to support you. Beloved friends, take gentle care of yourself, and we'll see you again soon.